Sea, Holby City, starring Guy Henry as Handsome, Tina Hobley as Chrissy, Adam Astill as Dan, and Rosie Marcel as Jack. Bites by Lauren Clee. Previously.
Not an easy job, Mike, out there.
Especially for a woman who's decided to clutter her clear path with children and a husband.
Dan and Malik share a passionate kiss.
Miss Shaw, this woman needs a splenectomy. If your thoughts are elsewhere, you should leave the table and I'll continue.
Dan! I love you. I love you so much. I don't want to wait anymore.
You're all heart, aren't you, Jack?
You know what your problem is? You want them all to fall in love with you.
It's rubbish.
That's why you're not consultant material.
Dan, what are you trying to tell me? That you're attracted to other women?
Not just women.
Hansen.
Jag vill fråga följande. Kan man ha en specialistkirurg som med säkerhet klarar olika procedurer? Då denne kan upprätthålla förtroendet hos förvaltningen, allmänheten och processivrarna.
That was amazing. No, really, it was marvelous. You do realize I don't actually understand Swedish.
No, well, thankfully the president of the academy does, but actually the main body of the presentation will be in English.
Well, I know how much it always means to you to go back home. So, will you have time to go to the opera?
Perhaps.
I love that building. It just took my breath away. And the opera, what was it called? The Flying...
Die Fliegende Holländer.
Yes, that's it. I compared it to Les Mis and you almost choked on your Bronwyn.
Brennvin.
Of course. Anyway, you are going to be mesmerising whatever language.
Dan and Chrissy pull up outside Holby in pouring rain.
Nervous?
Not particularly.
Shock to the system, huh? I mean, exam first thing Monday morning? I mean, it's a flagrant violation of basic human rights.
Yeah, at least it gets it out of the way.
Well, good luck.
Thanks for the lift.
A peck on the cheek.
I'll pick you up after. Thought we could spend the afternoon together, maybe watch a movie?
I can't. I've got my final dress fitting.
Well, I'll take you. Unless you think it's bad luck.
I'll see you after the exam.
Sahira's on her way out of Hansen's office.
Oh, would you hand this to my secretary on your way out, please, for her to proofread?
Sure. Why does it say that?
Sorry, what? What does it say?
Henrik Hansen and Sahira Shaw. Me? To Stockholm?
This weekend.
To the conference?
No, to an ABBA concert.
But that would mean presenting in front of the president of the academy. I wrote my dissertation on her specialism.
So do I take that to be a yes?
Thank you. It really does mean a lot.
No less than you deserve.
Hansen smiles to himself. A blue-haired troll doll.
I didn't realise it was show-and-tell day.
Oh! Pinky. She's my good luck charm.
Oh, good call. Working with Mr. Griffin today, you're going to need it.
Why?
I don't know the specifics, but they say the honeymoon's over between him and Annalise, and he's in a foul mood.
Oh, poor Mr. Griffin.
Well, Spencer's leftovers. It was bound to end in tears. Anyway, why good luck?
It's my driving test today.
Oh, you on a road in charge of a vehicle. Can I have a coffee?
Ah, oh, sorry, too late.
I have a busy day ahead of me.
So do I.
Cracking bones into place doesn't require the same mental acuity as suturing a beating heart.
He licks the rim of his mug.
How old are you, Valentine?
Young. And caffeinated.
I'm going to go and find some grown-ups to converse with.
She thinks I'm going to fail, doesn't she?
Oh, don't let her bother you. You can always retake.
No. No, I can't. I'm already up to the end of my overdraft. I had to borrow the money off my dad and that felt bad enough. So no, this is my only shot.
Chrissy accepts a clipboard from an examiner then approaches a patient in bed.
Hello, I'm Sister Williams, and you are Tricia.
Mrs. Allen.
Right. Sorry, Mrs. Allen. OK, now, I can see from your notes that you've been experiencing pain in your ears.
Yes, they're very sore.
Right, OK, so I need to do an examination to see if we can identify any problems, such as infection. OK, so I'm going to carry out an examination, if that's OK. Did I just say that? Sorry.
You jammy so-and-so, why can't I go to Sweden? The beer's amazing, not to mention the women.
I think you just answered your own question.
Mr. Hansen, are you familiar with the Richardson case? It's a patent for a Mano Valley.
Extremely rare.
Exactly why I was hoping I might scrub in.
No, out of the question, I'm afraid. Now, I was paged at GS Consult. Thank you. Good morning. What do we have?
This is Amy.
She's complaining of shortness of breath.
One at a time, please.
She fell over, didn't you, Amy?
I was running for the bus and I tripped.
Miss Reynolds, isn't it?
Hello, Miss Hansen. This is my daughter, Amy. I'm often here. I'm an on-call counsellor.
Amy sustained a low-impact fracture, which I've said in the cast. Her BP is high, 120 over 90. Her temperature slightly raised, 37.5, as is her pulse, 80.
She has atrial fibrillation and a fluttering discomfort in the neck, so I'm going to order an ECG, echo and CT.
Is it serious?
Let's run some tests and see what we're dealing with.
You were saying your tummy hurts, weren't you?
No, don't mind if I take a look. Just hold that up there out of the way, please.
I should be at school.
It's okay, Amy. Health comes first.
It doesn't feel distended. Does it hurt when I press?
But I've got coursework to hand in.
GCSEs?
A-levels. I'm 18.
Nurse Lane, I've assigned you to a unique case today. I hope you're feeling confident.
Me? Yes, Mr. Griffin, definitely.
Good. Because your expertise will be required to supervise a patient whose gallstone in the bowel I'll be removing this afternoon. Follow me. Two things to be aware of. Firstly, the patient will be conscious throughout the procedure because of his asthma. Secondly, he's... Well, you'll see. Andy, this is Nurse Lane. She'll be looking after you today.
Hello.
Can you step to the right?
Like this?
Too far.
Better?
I have to be able to see the door at all times.
Oh, I'm like that on trains. I have to be on the aisle side always.
How are you feeling about the operation?
Why are you asking me that? Why is he asking me that?
I didn't mean to worry.
Should I be worried? Is that what you're saying? I should be worried.
I wouldn't be. Not with Mr. Griffin as your surgeon. He's excellent.
Will there be a needle?
Yeah.
How big is the needle?
About that big.
What will the room be like?
Shall I draw you a picture?
Andy has a sketch pad.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it. I'll see you later, Andy. Chantel, should I call you Picasso? Well done.
Andy studies Chantel's face.
You have a nice smile.
Ah, thank you.
This is Amy's X-ray, and I thought you might be interested to see one from a 9-year-old patient. As you can see, there's a very different difference.
Serious?
Could be anorexia. That would delay puberty. Your lack of calcium would erode bone density.
Or diet pills might explain the irregular heart rhythm.
That's possible. Well, shall we see what she has to say?
Hansen leads the way into Amy's room.
Hello again.
Hi.
Do you mind if we ask you a few more questions?
It's okay, darling. Go ahead.
Okay. So, are your periods regular?
I haven't had one yet. But it's not like a big deal, is it, Mum?
No, no. I didn't start mine until I was 17. My mother was the same.
I'm not a freak, am I?
No more than the rest of us.
And your dad's side of the family?
The worm.
Ames. Amy's father left when she was a toddler. I can't say I ever discussed his mother's monthlies.
Have you ever gone on a diet? Are you taking any medication, any pills?
Just vitamins.
We could do an ultrasound, I think. Ensure there's nothing amiss.
Right, sure. Can't do any harm, eh, Ames?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wasn't unduly concerned about her abdomen. Can you order the scan?
I'll get onto it if you like.
How many times, Oliver? You bones, me hearts. I gather you're addressing the Stockholm Multidiscipline Symposium this weekend.
Indeed.
You taking anyone?
Jungle drums are in full voice this morning.
Well, you should take me.
I've worked across both GS and CT, and I have a glittering array of pre-dinner anecdotes in my arsenal.
Well, that's fighting talk indeed, but I'm afraid the slot has already been filled.
I see. Well, I'm the consultant here, not Miss Shah.
And yet there's one area in which she has a definite advantage, her ability to behave like a human being rather than a disgruntled barracuda.
Jack's aghast.
Chrissy. How'd it go?
Yeah, it was fine.
Great. Ready to go? So, I've got an arty Spanish film, or...
Do you know what? I can't.
What?
Luke just called from AAU, and they're heaving.
You didn't volunteer.
Sorry.
No worries. But you're coming over tonight. You and Daniel, and I'm cooking. No excuses for not staying over now. You don't have to revise.
Amy's mum is on her mobile.
It's fine. Fractured a bone, and they're running a few tests just to be on the safe side. Becky? Unwin? Hi, what's happened?
Oh, right. Sure, sure.
Tahira receives a text that reads, "Is this what they call the 7-year itch?"
Oh, crap.
I love your expletives. They're so mumsy.
I am so dead. The conference.
Luke to Chrissy.
Now you were working today?
You complaining?
Christmas party season. If a reindeer wanted a shift, I'd gladly hand her the uniform.
It's extra cash.
Dan, no, does he?
Excuse me?
Building up a runaway fund already.
Mr. Chowdhury.
Hey, Sister Williams. When's your day off?
Later, in private.
It wasn't what you think.
Then how was it?
What did he say?
He kissed. That was the end of it. What, do you fancy him?
Oh, no, Chrissy. That's not how it was, trust me.
Don't make me feel stupid. You don't know how I feel.
Chrissy.
She heads out.
Right, Becky. That's my name. I thought it was Doofus. So how did this happen?
Got run over by a kid on a BMX.
You'd hope if you're going to wind up in hospital, it'd be for something a tad more impressive.
Well, you won't be the first.
See? Not even original. What are the chances of me being out of here by tonight?
Why, have you got something planned?
Yes. Awake. In my 20s.
Congratulations.
Big 3-0. How did that happen? Becky, there you are.
Ham! You must have a bat link to the hospital.
I wish.
Sister Williams?
Hannah.
Hannah?
Sister Williams.
I recognise you, don't I?
Oh, it's okay. She's my counsellor. She works here quite a lot. I was raped a year ago.
Come in. Ah, good. Do you go by the name of Shah on your passport or your married name?
I stayed Shah. Why?
It's for your plane ticket for the conference. What?
I can't go.
I see.
I'm so sorry, Henrik. It's personal reasons. Oh. My wedding anniversary. It's just that we always go back to the restaurant that he proposed in. It's a sort of a tradition.
Ah, well, there it is.
So you don't mind?
Well, I know these things mean a lot to you.
Well, maybe you could take someone else.
I think not.
I was really looking forward to going back to the opera.
Well, it was always a work trip, not a city break. Anything else?
No.
Right.
Tahira turns and walks out. Once she's left, Hansen picks up the phone.
Kelly? It was as I thought. Book the ticket in the name of Shah. Thank you.
This all seems fine. There's no nerve damage. So I'm going to dress this for you and get some painkillers for you to take home. You should be able to make your party. Just be careful what you drink. Talking of which, happy birthday.
Becky tries to open a present with one hand.
Here, let me help you. I was going to give you this at the office. There we are. You said you wanted to go travelling. Let's get the Amalfi Coast.
Thank you. And here's me thinking you just came to nag.
Don't know what you mean. Wouldn't think she was my star patient, would you? She's really made amazing progress.
Yeah, I can tell that. When we first met, I was a quivering wreck. 5 panic attacks before breakfast. You should have seen my kitchen. There's cornflakes everywhere.
Right. I need to get back to my daughter and Darwin. You couldn't do me a favour, could you?
Hannah takes Chrissy aside.
This is Becky's parents' number. Could you make sure they pick her up? I don't like the thought of her going back to an empty flat. She's more vulnerable than she lets on.
Yeah, of course. She seems okay.
Yes. Things are very difficult. Once the trust has gone, it's very hard to reclaim. Thanks.
Well, I thought I was on the Amy Reynolds case.
I need to reference that case in Stockholm.
Well, so you want Michal on it, I see.
Look, I assume you've no problem with the rest of the surgical list for today. So I particularly need a fine consultant for the patent Foramen Ovale.
Hell no, I've got no problem. As long as he doesn't keel over at the sight of a disgruntled barracuda.
While Chantelle's taking Andy's pulse, he notices her troll doll poking out of her pocket.
What's that?
Oh, silly, really. She's called Pinky.
But it's got blue hair. I don't understand.
It's a bit embarrassing. When I was younger, a magma mum non-stop for a troll with pink hair. And then come Christmas morning, I finally got one. But it had blue hair. I was so disappointed, I cried all the way through the turkey. My mum went ballistic and said I wouldn't get any chocolates off the tree unless I stopped being so spoiled. So I decided to imagine her hair was pink, and that's why she's called Pinky.
Impeccable logic, Nurse Lane.
He thinks I'm weird, doesn't he?
Of course not.
It's what everyone thinks. Trouble is, people like him, they make me even weirder.
Don't worry, he thinks I'm weird too.
Why?
The thing about people in this hospital is they say one thing, but they mean the opposite. It's called sarcasm or irony. I can never remember which.
I don't understand sarcasm.
Me neither. I think it's just an excuse to be mean.
Chantelle checks her watch.
What's wrong?
Oh, butterflies.
Where?
No, I mean, I'm nervous. I've got my driving test today. Oh, don't worry. I'll be back before your operation.
Will you be there, in the room, while I'm having it?
As long as I can clear it with Mr. Griffin.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Of course he will. And I'll be back as soon as I can. Promise.
It's a fairly straightforward repair of the valve, but I still think you should do a top screen, see if she's been taking anything.
Amy Reynolds, so she's Hannah's daughter. I assume she's one of her clients.
Well, heart condition at 18, plus the fact that she's severely underdeveloped. I'd say it's looking more likely.
She's 18 years old. Gosh. Poor Hannah, she must be beside herself. So you don't mind that I'm taking over this case?
Not when I got top trumps. Oh, and I should warn you, hubby is all over this one. He wants to investigate the development issue and include it in the Swedish shindig. Something wrong?
Can we drop this hubby malarkey? This whole sleeping with the boss thing is getting really tired.
Oh, I'm way past imagining Hanson with a sex life. No, what you are is his work wife.
You are seriously twisted.
Has Miss Naylor enlightened you?
She has.
It's a curious case, wouldn't you say?
Well, I'm happy for you to observe. You know, sometimes you are just as transparent as Indy. What part of I can't come to Sweden do you not understand?
In a staff room.
I just didn't think I'd see you today.
So, we cool? I know that look. So come on. Unburden.
How does something like that just happen?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Well, you were there, weren't you? Sorry. I just can't help feeling paranoid.
Look. The way I see it, you got two options. You talk to him, and you decide you can't get past it. You end it. Or you take him at his word and move on.
Yeah, you're right. And I do trust him.
It was ages ago, Chrissy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And it's not like we ever got close. We couldn't stand each other.
So how did you end up...
Chrissy.
Please.
I don't know.
I guess we were having a fight and...
About what?
It was after his mate came in. You know, the rugby player he'd given steroids to.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why?
There isn't.
Chrissy?
Amy.
So you're taking over my case?
If that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Mum talks about you. Says how cool you are. Talks about him too.
Great. Well, we'll just pretend he's not here, shall we? Where is Mum?
Working.
Right, well, do you want to call her so she can hear this?
She's really busy and I am 18.
Okay. We have found a problem with the valves in your heart. They're not working properly, which means that we'll have to operate to repair them.
My heart?
It is serious, but I don't want you to worry. It's a routine operation.
But... I don't understand. A heart problem? I'm young. Why would I have that?
We don't know yet, so we're running tests. But what would really help us is if you can think of anything that might be relevant.
What do you mean?
We are trying to establish whether or not you're taking anything.
No, I already said.
What Mr. Hansen means is there something that you've forgotten to...
Diet pills, laxatives, recreational drugs?
No. I swear I wouldn't touch drugs. I don't even drink.
It's okay. It's okay, Amy. Thank you for your honesty.
I want my mum.
Chris is on her mobile.
Hey, Sasha. Hi, it's me. Where are you? No, I'm fine. I've got this silly lunchtime dress appointment and they won't let me change it. And I was wondering if you would do me a favour.
Hannah returns with some drinks to find her daughter in tears.
Oh, darling.
Amy, what's happened?
Oh, sweetie.
Chantelle's failed her driving test. She gets out of her instructor's car and glances guiltily at a dented and scraped front wing.
Next time, let's chit-chat.
As the examiner drives off, Chantelle dumps Pinky in a waste bin outside Holby's main entrance.
No, she's not on drugs, Sahira. I know my own daughter.
I'm sure you're right, but her lack of development is quite unusual. She's not developing at the rate she should be.
Oh, I know. I try not to make a big thing out of it in front of Amy, you know, make her feel worse. I keep reassuring her. And well, now she's 18, it is a worry. I don't know what to do, Sahira.
Look, the best endocrinologist in the country is a friend of mine. I'll make sure you get a referral before you leave. And don't worry, I'm sure it's likely to be natural causes.
We shouldn't rule anything out at this stage, I think.
What exactly are you saying?
Simply that we should wait for the test results before we make assumptions. Rest assured, though, we all want what's best for your daughter.
Thank you. Look, I really must get back to Amy.
Sure. So, since when does observe translate as muscle in?
You know Miss Reynolds.
Not that well.
Well, then don't let emotion impair your judgment. With a second chance at Foundation Trust status hanging over us like the sword of Damocles, we need to ensure that we are beyond reproach.
Well, you've got it under control.
Where are you going?
I am going to buy my husband an anniversary present. And before you even think about rolling your eyes, let me point out that this is only the third lunch break I've taken since I started this job.
And son, duly delivered. You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to see his face.
Oh, how did your practical go? I thought you had the afternoon off with Dad.
Yeah, it's a change of plan. Thank you for dropping in. Sorry to eat into your time with him.
Right.
With Daniel in her arms, Chrissy heads to the door of a bridal wear shop.
So I'll take him for a walk in the park while you're in there.
Well, you might as well come in now.
Sasha's dubious.
Really?
Please.
In here, Mr. Douglas, please. Are you familiar with the Amy Reynolds case?
The girl who never grew up? Sure.
I have her tox screen results in.
Why are you showing them to me?
You are now on the case.
But it's Sahira's case.
Not anymore.
Why not?
I have a concern she may lack the necessary distance.
I don't know.
Do you wish to step up or not, Mr. Douglas?
No.
I beg your pardon?
With all due respect, Mr. Hanson, have you any idea how much that woman has been doing for you recently? Next time, call because you think I'm up to it.
Rick.
Chantel, where have you been?
My test was turned.
You were only supposed to be gone an hour.
Sorry, Mr. Griffin.
Mr. Taylor has refused to sign his consent form unless he speaks to you, meaning that I've had to rearrange my surgical list.
Oh, okay.
Just get it signed and sealed. Sweet talking, whatever it takes.
What if he doesn't listen to me?
Oh, he will. If talking were an Olympic event, you'd win it.
Hello, Amy. I have your test results, and they are indeed clear.
I told you I wasn't taking anything.
You did. So, you will have your operation, and Miss Shah's arranged your referral to an endocrinologist, okay?
How quickly will I be able to go back to college? I've got marks in January.
Oh, you'll be back at your studies long before then. Astrophysics. Oh, mind if I take a look? Thank you.
It's what I want to be. An astronaut. No one really gets it, though.
Why?
Because it sounds like a kid thing. I'm really getting into control engineering, though. It's crucial for spacecraft design.
They misunderstand you, do they?
I want to go into deep space, look down on the Earth and see it's just a ball. All those people, billions of them, completely invisible. It'd be like...
Having power over them like a god?
No, like they no longer had power over me.
A page of the book has been defaced with scrawled insults. Freak, frigid, loser, and two backs.
Give it back, please. It's not even mine. I got it from the library. Those girls who wrote that, they're like 14. Anyway, I don't really care about school. I'll be at uni soon. And, well, I'll look older then, won't I?
I hope so. Now, look. If there's anything you can tell me, anything at all, it will be very helpful to me to know if there's anything you think is affecting your health.
Sometimes I get stressed about stuff. And I know it's stupid to think I have problems. I mean, when you think about some of the things my mum's clients go through.
She discusses cases with you, does she?
No, of course not. I guess I just pick up on things. But it's just, sometimes I feel so bad that my stomach feels tight as a drum. And, well, I make myself sick.
How long have you been doing that for?
I don't know. Possibly since I was 15.
In the bridal wear shop, the assistant is busy with another customer. Sasha takes a white gown from a rail and holds it against himself.
Psst!
Sasha!
What, not my thing?
Oh, it's a shame.
I always dreamt of my big meringue moment, you know? Mother weeping with pride as I gracefully glide down the aisle. Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play?
Please, will you sit down?
Sasha catches the assistant glaring at him from the far end of the shop and replaces the gown on the rail. He then takes a wedding veil from a mannequin head and studies the headband puzzledly.
Does this thing work?
He puts it on.
Good silly daddy, what's he doing?
Chrissy covers Sasha's face with the veil and he flutters it towards Daniel. The sour-faced assistant's standing behind him.
Sorry, I'm terribly sorry.
She turns her back and Chrissy and Sasha dissolve into giggles.
Does your mother know about any of this?
No. And please, don't tell her. I don't want to worry her.
You have my word.
Hi.
Hello.
Could I have a quick word?
Hanson turns to give Amy a conspiratorial nod as he follows Hannah from the room.
I hope you're not offended, but should you be examining my daughter alone?
I'm sorry?
I'd prefer it if another member of staff, a female nurse or Miss Shah was also present.
But your daughter's 18.
Yes, but she's not like other girls her age. She's more vulnerable. As I say, it's not a big deal, just a request, really. I hope you're not offended.
Oh, no, not at all.
Is there anything I should know?
No, I'm afraid anything the patient tells me in confidence must remain that way.
Yes, of course.
Hannah looks a little shifty as she heads off.
Just need your signature, Andy, and then you can have the operation.
What's happened?
Nothing's happened.
You're different.
No, I'm not.
Are you being sarcastic, then?
Please just sign the form.
How did your driving test go?
It's fine.
Then why aren't you smiling?
I am. See? I'm smiling.
No, you're not. It's not a real smile. I don't want the operation.
You have to, Andy. You'll get very sick if you don't.
No. You're lying. Stop lying. Stop lying.
Zahira catches up with Hanson in a stairwell.
Have I missed anything?
There's been a development in Amy Reynolds' case. She's admitted to being bulimic, which I believe has caused both her lack of development and the strain on her heart.
And she told you that?
Mm-hmm. At least we know what we're dealing with now. I thought you'd be the right person to bring the mother into the picture, referrals, counselling options and so forth after you operate.
So, I haven't been snubbed then?
Ah, the garrulous Mr. Douglas. No, I thought better of it.
Really?
Successful expedition?
Oh, yes, very. I spoke to Rafi while I was out. He's all for the conference, doesn't want to stand in my way, so let's go ahead and book the ticket. Are those Amy's notes? Oh, maybe you can trust me to take care of it from here.
Sasha's keeping Daniel amused with a teddy. Chrissy steps out of a changing room in a simple, elegant, strapless white wedding gown. Sasha gawps at her.
What? Something's wrong?
You look beautiful, Chrissy. Doesn't she, son?
Doesn't seem very me now. Do you think it sits right?
Well, from where I'm sitting.
What's that?
What's what?
There. Is that a kink?
I honestly think it fits perfectly.
No, it doesn't. Excuse me. Sorry, what do you think? You can see a kink there.
Well, that's because you keep tugging it.
No, I think it fits perfectly.
See? What did I say?
No, it doesn't. No, that's not right. I can't wear it like this. I'll have to get a new one. Do you think there's time to get a new dress?
Sasha follows a flustered Chrissy as she flounces back into the changing room.
Is everything okay?
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Because you seem a little on edge. Is something worrying you?
It's this dress. I've got to get out of this bloody dress.
Mr. Griffin, I'm so sorry, but Mr. Taylor's still refusing to have the op. I tried my best.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. He could just tell I was a bit upset.
What do you mean?
My driving test.
Oh, for God's sake, Chantelle.
Chantelle fights back tears.
Look, Chantelle, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm sorry. I know it's really unprofessional. I'll pull myself together. Deep breaths.
Andy's crashing.
Right, Miss Shah's back now, so I'll leave you in her capable hands.
I'll be quick. Hannah Reynolds.
Becky.
No, the last time I saw her, she was on AAU. I told the sister to keep an eye on her.
Right, I'll leave you to it.
Sorry, could you just pass my water, please?
On Amy's arm.
What's this mark?
Well, it's just where Mum does my vitamin injection.
I see. She injects them, does she?
Yeah, she read an article on it being easier to absorb that way.
I see. How long has she been giving them to you?
Well, it was after my granddad died. I was 12 and I got really bad flu, so I had to miss his funeral. I begged Mum to let me go, but she said I wasn't up to it.
How often does she give them to you?
Only every 3 months.
What did your grandfather die of?
Cancer.
What sort, can you remember?
Pulse 120, temperature's raised 38. He's going into septic shock.
I can't breathe.
He must have become necrotic or perforated. He's crashed. Andy, can you hear me? Andy?
Rick puts his ear to Andy's mouth.
Start compressions. He's going into VF. Salmons.
Chantel looks on anxiously.
Charge 200.
Charge 200.
Clear.
Andy's body jerks violently as Rick holds the paddles to his chest.
He's back. Let's get him to theatre.
Chrissy struggles with the dress zip while Sasha rocks Daniel to sleep in his buggy outside the curtained changing room. She slumps down frustratedly in a chair.
Chrissy, please talk to me. I'm your friend, aren't I?
Am I making a mistake?
Why would you think that?
I don't know, maybe I'm just scared. I mean, how well do I actually know Dan?
Has something happened to make you doubt him?
No. Maybe.
Have you spoken about how you feel?
Kind of. I get the feeling he's just fobbing me off. Or maybe I'm just being paranoid.
Well, that doesn't sound like you.
What am I going to do, Sasha?
Well, I can't really say without knowing the full picture, but all you can do is trust your instincts, I guess. Do you love him?
Yes.
Well, isn't it worth talking it through again?
What about if it's not what I want to hear?
Well, that's just how life goes sometimes. You deal with it.
Sasha takes Chrissy's phone from her bag.
Chrissy, it's your phone. It's the hospital. Do you want me to answer it?
Please.
Hello, Sister William's phone. Oh, hello. Yeah, do you want to ask her? OK. Chrissy, it's Luke. It's a patient called Becky Unwin. Did you discharge her?
No.
Well, apparently she's gone AWOL.
Are you doing it yet? Are you cutting into me?
Just about to, Andy. Come to your knife, please.
How big's the knife?
2 centimetres.
Show me.
I can't, Andy. I'm using it to make the incision. Suction.
The door's moved. It's different from the picture.
Yeah, we had to use a different theatre.
Where's the nurse? I want to speak to the nurse.
I need you to just take some deep breaths, Andy.
You're blocking the door.
The door doesn't matter, Andy. Now, please, just try to relax.
You think I'm weird. I need the nurse. She understood about the door.
I need you to lie very, very, very still now. Just try to relax. Very still for me, please.
Where is she?
Oh.
What is it? What's happening? I'm dying, aren't I? Help.
Somebody please page Nurse Lane.
Well, lots of people use vitamin injections.
But within the broader context of what we know...
What are you accusing Hannah of exactly?
I'm not certain at this stage.
Well, you need to be very certain of your facts before you start making accusations.
Through an intercom.
Miss Naylor, a second opinion, please.
Go ahead.
You recall Amy Reynolds told us that she's been taking vitamins. It transpires that her mother has been injecting them once every 3 months.
Oh, the tox screen is clear.
Apparently, the injection started at the same time her grandfather died of cancer.
Let me guess. Prostate?
You know the drug?
Peserelle.
It's a pleasant start to the week.
So you agree?
than Mother could screw up her daughter, I find it depressingly realistic. Does Miss Shah agree? Well, she lives in this fragrant bubble, and there you are on the outside with a great big needle. Of course she resists. Whereas you and I have never even seen the inside of the bubble.
Do you think we're alive?
Well, we're detached, rational. We've never allowed ourselves to become distracted by personal ties, so our vision is pure, untainted.
Imagine working together. We'd make quite the team.
Which is precisely why we shouldn't. We like staring into the abyss.
Where is she? Why doesn't she hurry up? Please, I don't want to die.
I'm sure she's on her way now. Just try to stay calm. There's a tear in the mesenteric artery we need to get on top of. Clips.
You paid, Mr. Griffin.
Yes, yes, come in, come in. Talk to him, will you?
Of course. Oh, God, my mind's gone blank.
Well, imagine you're on the phone to your mum. You've always got plenty to say to her. What do you talk about?
My day, usually.
Perfect. Off you go.
Okay. Hi, Mum. How are you?
Talk to Andy. Look at him.
Sorry, I was just getting into it.
Chantelle sits by Andy's head.
You know, I had my driving test earlier. Well, the thing is, Andy, you were right. I was lying when I said it was fine, and I'm so sorry for that. But I was dead embarrassed. When I got in the car, I was all right, confident even. I was imagining that the examiner was a patient, which sounds daft, but it made me feel better. And everything was going fine until we came to a stop at some traffic lights. And I started telling him about how Auntie Susie thought Uncle Pete was having an affair. And I got a bit distracted trying to explain the difference between Susie's perfume and the perfume on Pete's shirt. Anyway, the next thing I knew, we were rolling forwards.
You hadn't applied the handbrake?
I must have forgotten. So anyway, I slammed on the brakes, but we'd already crashed into a milk float by then. So I said to the examiner, I can't just class that as an emergency stop. But he said, trouble is you didn't stop. So there's all this milk everywhere, and all I can think about is my granny, because that's what she used to say, that there's no point crying over spilt milk, Chantelle.
Chantelle's got Andy, Rick, what? And the theatre staff in stitches.
EP stabilised. I think we found the tear.
You're smiling again. For real.
Am I?
To Luke.
Have you found her yet?
No, I've had non-stop calls from my counsellor. She thinks the patient might self-harm.
I found this by her bed.
Oh, well, she must still be in the hospital somewhere. Don't worry, I'll sort it.
Amy's unconscious. Hanson strides in.
What's happening? What's wrong?
Excuse me. Her abdomen's hard.
Why, what's happening? EP's through the floor. What are you thinking?
Ascites.
Please, tell me!
Right, let's get her into the theatre, fast.
She has right-sided heart failure. We're going to have to operate on her now. Will she be OK?
I don't know.
Wait in the relative room. We'll keep you updated, so don't worry.
Chris is talking to a security guard.
She's about 5'6", brown hair, an Irish accent. She could be in a bit of a state.
I'll look out for her.
I don't get it. Why would a mother do this to her child? It goes against every woman's instinct. Especially someone like Hannah, whose job it is to empathise. And she's brilliant at it. I've seen her.
She may well be beyond reproach in her professional sphere, but perhaps Hannah has spent so long imagining the world through the eyes of her patients that all she can see now is danger.
What are you saying? It's like Munchausen's by proxy.
A variation, yes. I mean, she said something to me earlier. I thought it was a little odd. She said she didn't want me to examine Amy on my own.
That's not unreasonable. She's just being protected. Nerve hook.
But Amy is 18.
Not in Hannah's head.
Zahira suddenly realises where Hanson's coming from.
So, if Amy fails to grow up, she's much less likely to have contact with boys, with sex.
So she thinks she's protecting Amy?
In a sense, but if taken to extremes, it becomes abuse.
Chrissy stands and looks around her in a dim basement corridor. A puff of smoke emanates from behind some cage trolleys. Becky's sitting, smoking a fag.
Hello. Can't a woman poison herself in peace?
Sahira scrubbing out.
You're distressed.
No, I'm fine. Well done. You're the genius. I got too involved. Couldn't see what's right under my nose.
Sahira, you don't think for one moment I just want to be proved right?
I don't know. I don't know half the time. I don't even know what your motives are. Why do you even want me to come to this conference?
I should have thought that was evident.
Do you know what Rafi said when I told him? He said, good job, I'm not the jealous type, and he's right. Because most men, most women, even, would question your motives.
Well, that's a banal assumption, one I don't even wish to entertain.
So what is it exactly? Because we're not equals, we're not workmates, we're not friends, so what exactly are we?
I'm your director of surgery, and you're one of my most promising registrars.
I know one thing. You get more of my time than Rafi does, and that is not right. So, I'm sorry, Henrik, but I won't be coming to this conference with you.
Don't make a choice that could affect the rest of your career based on an emotional whim.
I just need to get home.
Andy comes round on Keller to see Chantel taking his pulse. He smiles at her.
How are you feeling?
So?
You did really well.
Did I?
You'll be able to go home very soon.
You really helped me.
Ah, what a nice thing to say.
You made me realise that I'm not that weird.
Did I? Good. I'm glad.
Because you're right. You're a nurse and you're even weirder than me.
What do you mean?
Didn't you see the look on Mr. Griffin's face when you told that story? He couldn't believe you didn't use the handbrake.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to forget stuff when you're nervous.
Even I know about the handbrake.
Chantel scribbles in Andy's patient file.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
How's the arm?
Stingy. This might help.
I didn't bank on a search party for this.
Well, you weren't formally discharged.
Hang on. You thought I was a risk, didn't you? That I might top myself. Wow. I'm really clocking up the demented points today, aren't
I? Well, no, I didn't. It was just something that Hannah said.
Hannah? That's weird. I've only got through this past year because of her. She said I was suicidal.
Not exactly. She said you were more vulnerable than you let on. She's worried about you. She keeps calling the ward.
But she knows me. She knows I'm not suicidal. Depressed, yeah. At times I find it hard to face people, but that thought never entered my head.
I believe you.
Why would she say that?
Hannah's leaning on the windowsill of the relatives' room with her head in her hands. She turns as Hansen walks in.
Your daughter's operation was successful.
Oh, thank God.
We expect her to make a full recovery. Now, we found a needle mark on Amy's arm.
Yes, vitamin injections.
Are you certain?
Yes, of course.
We just wondered if you were aware of the side effects of a drug called Gosserilin.
Gosserilin? That's the drug my father was on.
Yes. We know.
How do you know?
We suspect that Amy's lack of development could have been caused by Gosserilin injections. I mean, if you're telling me that's not possible...
She was in danger.
I only ask because I'm afraid I'm going to have to inform the police.
Please.
I'm sure you'll be able to clear up any confusion.
She is in danger.
I guess it's this party. Thought it would help to have something to focus on. But this morning, it hit me that I'd actually have to go through with it. The thought of being in a room full of people. A lot of them I haven't seen since.
So, yeah, I froze. I stepped onto the road without looking.
It is natural to feel nervous, especially if you haven't been out much since it happened.
They're my friends. What kind of a loser is too scared to go to her own party?
That doesn't make you a coward, Becky.
Come on. You were impressed earlier when you thought I was all up for the challenge. You gave me that, wow, brave girl look.
Yeah, you're right, I did.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
I'm not disappointed. In fact, I think you're more courageous now.
You mean you feel sorry for me?
No. I think it takes guts to admit things aren't perfect.
What? It's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
Yeah, something like that. You shouldn't have to pretend everything's fine to please other people. This is when you should listen to your instincts. No one else. So come on. Let's go and face the world.
I did what I had to do. I preserved her innocence. I stopped it happening to her. So you wouldn't understand. You don't know what goes on, young women. Raped. Abused. I couldn't let that happen to my child. My little girl.
But that's no guarantee of sanctuary, is it? I mean, sadly, the world is a darker place than either you or I know.
She's never been called a slut, or a slag, or a whore. She's never been poured, or slobbered on, or groped.
But her physical health, the damage to her heart.
I didn't know that.
She was being bullied, you know.
What do you know about family and relationships? As far as I'm aware, you have none. And you certainly don't know what it is to love a child.
Hanson looks hurt.
Police will be on their way.
So here is with Amy.
I thought I was a freak. Thought it was just me. I haven't had friends. Boyfriends. Will I even be able to have children?
With the right treatment, there is no reason why you shouldn't be able to lead a normal life.
Why did she do it to me?
Your mother clearly loves you, but she's ill. She needs help.
Can you thank him for me? Mr. Hanson. If it wasn't for him.
Of course.
Chantelle, wait. I just wanted to say well done today with Andy. He handled the situation really maturely.
As if. Even he thinks I'm stupid.
Hang on. Nobody thinks that.
Yes, they do. No one in this hospital respects me. I'm just silly, fluffy Chantelle who's all right to take the mickey out of, but nothing else.
I gave you a vitally important job to do today.
Yeah, because you know I'm a chatterbox, not because I'm a good nurse.
Don't sell yourself short, Chantelle. I chose you because...
I know why you chose me.
Will you just stop talking and listen, will you? I chose you because you're a leveller. You treat patients and consultants alike. That's a rare gift. And as for this test, any fool can drive. It's just a matter of getting some practice.
That's the trouble. Can't afford any more lessons.
Well, then you need a friend and somebody who can be objective.
Like who?
I don't know. Somebody reasonably mature, unflappable, nerves are steel.
Mr. Griffin, do you mean it?
Sorry?
You'll teach me. You weren't offering, were you? See? What an idiot.
No, I mean, yes. I was. I mean, why not?
Are you being sarcastic?
He shakes his head.
Wow. Mr. Griffin, my driving instructor. That is so cool. Should I kiss you?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
As Chrissy steps out of a lift in main reception, an excited Becky comes up to her.
Guess what I'm doing for my 30th now? Yeah. Mackie D's Happy Meal with my mum and dad. Same as when I was 5. Still, that was the best birthday ever.
She gives Chrissy a hug.
Thank you.
Then goes back to her parents. Chrissy stands watching the three of them leave. Dan appears in the doorway.
Ready for the off?
In a bar, Dan puts a glass of wine down in front of Chrissy.
There you go.
He sips his beer as he sits down. Chrissy looks pensive.
So, happy with the dress? I can't wait to see you in it.
Why didn't you tell me you kissed Malik?
I did.
And then had sex with me. I remember how it happened. It was our first time, for God's sake, how worked up you were. I thought that's because you wanted me. Because you were turned on by me.
I was. I am.
If you were bi, if you had tried both, if it was settling down with me, had chosen me, I could deal with that.
I don't see what difference it makes.
It makes a huge difference. Don't you see? You don't know what you want.
Hannah's sitting with her head in her hands beside a police officer in the relative's room. A second officer leaves the room. Greg places a reassuring hand on Sahira's arm, and Hansen walks over to them. He hands Sahira a wooden presentation box.
Sahira.
Inside is a bottle of wine.
It's a Burgundy, 2004.
It's the year I got married.
Indeed. Go home.
I've still got an hour left on my shift.
Now, Mr. Douglas and I can cope without you.
Night.
Night.
Do you know much about wine, Mr. Douglas?
More of a lager man myself.
Really? You surprise me.